William, congratulations. Fantastic performance on a hard-fought match.
Yeah, it was. We knew it was always going to be a hard-fought contest. It's been that way against Afghanistan any time we've played them, no matter what the format. So we expected no different today, and that's what we got. But the way we went out there with the bat and the authority we showed there was great, and we got off to a bit of a start without losing a wicket, which is obviously pleasing in this format. And we've managed to keep that momentum going throughout the innings.
Nigel Jones talked about the last contest as both teams going for the juggler. We really went for the juggler this time.
Yeah, we did. And as I say, once we got that start, we managed to keep going. And I think that the way the lads struck the ball was as clean as we've struck it all tournament. So that was really pleasing for ourselves. And any time you get upwards of 200 in a 2020 game, it's going to be hard for the opposition. But we spoke about it at the half time. The 200 probably was a bit of par score on that track. It was really difficult to defend there, and especially the way they came out and played as well. It was a great, fantastic cricket wicket and great spectacle for the game. But obviously when you get that extra 20 or 30 runs over 200, it kind of puts the game almost to bed. But the lads have to go out there and bowl well, which we did.
And maybe just a word about Paul Sterling and Trent Johnson with the bat. Fantastic.
Yeah, as I said, they struck the ball really cleanly, and obviously we got off to a start, and TJ got the nod to go up, and he hasn't let us down in this competition yet, and he showed that again today, getting 60 odd off not very many balls. Was a fantastic effort, and he managed to clear the ropes when he needed to as well, which is great to see. And obviously might get a few beers down his neck tonight and try and have a quiet word in his ear to see if we can keep pushing him on for another year. But I think he's pretty set in his ways, and I'd like to wish him all the best and whatever comes over the next year for him.